Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas, Sarah Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. And we find ourselves today in Masech Nida. We are in the ninth parak Mishnayos Dalet. And hey, the Mishnah begins. Shalosh Nashim Shayu Yishenus B'mita Achas. Let's say you have three women sleeping in one bed. And then what happens? Benimsadam Tachas Achas Mayim. We find blood underneath one of them in the same bed. So Kulan Timaeus, we assume they're all tummy. Why? We don't know which one of them the blood came from. But what if one of them does an internal check and it turns out that she's Tameh? Say, Tameh, Shtem Tauros, Vitolos, Obazu, right? That we can assume that she is Tameh and they are Taur and they can connect one onto the other. Now, if they were all unable to have Damnida, right, they're all children, they're all girls. So, Rowan Osun Kilo and Ruyos, we assume that all of them began their ability to see, to have damnida. Shalosh nashim shayushenas b'mita achas. What if you have three women who are sleeping in the same bed, b'nim sadam tachas haimtzais, and there's blood found underneath the middle one? So kulan tameos. So in that situation, they're all going to be tame. Tachas apnimis. What if it's underneath the woman closest to the wall? She's all the way on the inside. So shtayim apnimios tameos vachitzon or tahora. Then the two that are closer to the inside are going to be tame. The one on the outside is going to be tahora. Tachas achitzona, if it's found on the under the one who's on the outside, the closest to the floor, the closest to the beginning of the bed, so shtayim achitzonos tameos vapnimis tahor, right? Then we assume the two on the outside are going to be tameh, could have come from either of them, they move around. But the third woman who's against the wall, what we expect her to be climbing over the other two women in the middle of the night, drop a dam, and then have it not affect the other, that's not likely. Samar Rabbi Huda, so Rabbi Huda says, Emasai, when do we have that rule? That's assuming Zanch Avru Derech Margolios Amita. That's assuming that they all got in by the foot of the bed. Aval Bat, Im Avru Shlashtam Derech Aleha, right? In order to get into bed, all three women have to pass through the same area of the bed that you find the blood stains, the Kulan Timaeus, then they're all going to be tummy, because it's equally possible to have come from any of the three of them. But Ka'achas Me'am and Imseis Torah, what happens if one of them does an internal vaginal inspection and it turns out that she's Torah? So he Torah, Rushtaim Timaeus. She's going to be Torah, the other two are going to be tummy. But Kushtaim and Matsu Toros, what if both two women check and they turn out to be Tahor, Sahin Tahoros, Shlishas Tamea, they'll be Tahor, and the third one will be Tame. Shlashtan Amasu Tahoros, if three of them examine, and they turn out to be Tahor, so Kulan Tameos, they are all going to be Tame. Lamad Avar Zoma, what is this like? Legal Tame Shanasari Bain Shte Galam Tahoros. It's like a Tame heap that got mixed up with two Tahor heaps. Right? They check through the garbage of one of them, and it turns out that there's nothing Tame in there. Who Torah Shtayim Tameim? Then we assume that one's Torah and the others are Tameh. Shtayim Umatsu Torahim. If they check two garbage dumps and they found that they're Torah, so we can assume we now know which one's Tameh. Heim Torahim Ushlishas Tameh. Shlashtan Umatsu Torahim. If he checked all three of them and they turn out to be Torah, Kulan Tameim Divir Rameir. Then we can assume that they're all Tameh according to Rameir. Shur Rameir Omer Kodavashu Becheskas Tuma, Lolam Hu Betumaso. Anything that's assumed to be Tameh, it's going to stay in its status of Tuma, Achi, Vadalacha, Tuma, Hechanhi, until you know where the Tuma is. We can't establish a Chazaka until you know where the Tuma is. Vachachamim Omrim, Bodek, Achim, Agia, Laselo, Labasula, you go all the way down until you get to totally, totally never used stuff before. And once you get down to that virgin soil, or the bedrock, you can assume that area is not Tuma. We'll stop here. Bezos Hashem will continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic day.